Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Tuesday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. We, of course, have your news headlines coming up on this Tuesday. Have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Have Music More Artist of the Week, Antoine Dunn. And in today's entertainment spotlight, you're part of my conversation with Dr. Teresa A. Smith or Dr. Taz, discussing her plans for 2024. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Tuesday headlines. In national news, student loan forgiveness, $5 billion in student debt canceled for 74,000 borrowers. The White House has announced plans to cancel some $5 billion in student loan debt for some 74,000 borrowers. Of those, nearly 44,000 of them were teachers, nurses, firefighters, or other individuals who earned forgiveness after 10 years of public service, with close to 30,000 involving people who have been making payments for at least 20 years but never got the relief they earned through income-driven repayment plans, the White House said in the statement. The most recent loan forgiveness efforts include $1.7 billion for 29,700 borrowers through what's described as administrative adjustments to income-driven repayment plans. Another $3.2 billion in loan forgiveness will go to 43,900 borrowers covered by changes to the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. The latest round of forgiveness comes on the heels of another announcement from the administration that it would fast-track loan forgiveness through early implementation of the Saving on Valuable Education, or SAVE, plan for those who originally took out $12,000 or less for college. Those who are enrolled in SAVE and are eligible for early forgiveness will have their debts automatically canceled starting next month, months ahead of schedule, with no action needed, the administration said. In more national news, Supreme Court allows federal agents to cut razor wire Texas installed on U.S.-Mexico border. A divided Supreme Court on Monday allowed Border Patrol agents to cut razor wire that Texas installed on the U.S.-Mexico border while lawsuit over the wire continues. The justices, by a 5-4 vote, granted an emergency appeal from the Biden administration, which has been in an escalating standoff at the border with Texas and had objected to an appellate ruling in favor of the state. The wire along roughly 30 miles of the Rio Grande near the border city of Eagle Pass is part of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's broader fight with the administration over immigration enforcement. Abbott also has authorized installing floating barriers in the Rio Grande near Eagle Pass and allowed troopers to arrest and jail thousands of migrants on trespassing charges. The administration also is challenging those actions in federal court. A federal appeals court last month forced federal agents to stop cutting the wire. Large number of migrants have crossed at Eagle Pass in recent months. In court papers, the administration said the wire impedes Border Patrol agents from reaching migrants as they cross the river, and that in any case, federal immigration law trumps Texas' own efforts to stem the flow of migrants into the country. In more national news, Dexter Scott King, son of Martin Luther King Jr., dies of cancer at 62. Dexter Scott King, who dedicated much of his life to shepherding the civil rights legacy of his parents, Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King, died Monday after battling prostate cancer at the age of 62. The King Center in Atlanta, which Dexter King served as chairman, said the younger son of the civil rights icon died at his home in Malibu, California. His wife said in a statement that he dies peacefully in his sleep. The third of King's four children, Dexter King, was named for the Dexter Avenue Baptist Church in Montgomery, Alabama, where his father served as a pastor when the Montgomery bus boycott launched him to national prominence in the wake of the 1955 arrest of Rosa Parks. Dexter King was just 7 years old when his father was assassinated in April 1968 while supporting striking sanitation workers in Memphis, Tennessee. In more national news, Mary Weiss, lead singer of the Shangri-Las, dies at 75. Mary Weiss, the lead singer of the 1960s pop group The Shangri-Las, which hits include Leader of the Pack, has died. Founder of Weiss's label, Norton Records, said Sunday that Weiss died last Friday in Palm Springs, California. No cause of death was given. Rolling Stone first reported her death last Friday. The Shangri-Las, formed in the New York City boroughs of Queens, were made of two pairs of sisters, Wise and her sister Elizabeth, along with twins Marge and Mary Ann Gassner. They met in school, and as teenagers began performing at school dances and teen hops. And finally, in business news, Wall Street ticks higher and adds to its record high. Most of Wall Street rose again on Monday to build on its all-time high reach last week, says the Associated Press. The S&P 500 was 0.2% higher in afternoon trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 108 points, or 0.3%, and the Nasdaq Composite was 0.3% higher. Macy's climbed 3.1% after the retailer said it rejected a buyout offer from two investment companies, in part because it didn't offer compelling value. Solar Edge Technologies rose 2.7% after it said it would cut 16% of its workforce, and NuStar Energy jumped 18% after Sunoco said it would buy the pipeline and storage company in a deal valued at $7.3 billion, including debt. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's on time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Tuesday, everyone, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Looking for a reason to smile today? Remember that no matter what you might have thought or what you have been told, you were created to be a living masterpiece. Your creator shaped you the way he did for a purpose and knows more about you than anyone else ever could. He wants nothing but the best for you, and you can have it, but you have to want the same for yourself. Have a great Tuesday. Antoine Dunn is our artist of the week this week. Here's his single October 7th, right here on Conversations Daily News.
October 7th was a good day. I found out that love still knew my name. Sounds lost in the noise, trying to escape, and then you came. Like the sun for the rain, now if I would have known this before, see I can't say that I change it, cause good things don't come every day, no, no, oh, especially when you're going through change. Good love ain't no everyday thing, but it's real. You see, and it will change you. She was sent from heaven, like nothing I'd ever known. And baby, you shine so bright. Sometimes I don't even know and it feels so good. Sometimes I just wish I could, but good things don't come every day, no, but I wish they would. Now if I would have known this before, say I can't say that I changed it. Love don't come every day, no.
yes it is. You see, and it would save you.
We are part of my conversation coming up with Dr. Teresa A. Smith or Dr. Taz in today's entertainment spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversations Daily News. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with the entertainment spotlight. Dr. Teresa A. Smith or Dr. Taz rejoined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about her plans for 2024. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Dr. Taz, always a pleasure speaking with you. Thanks again for the time.
Thank you so much, Cyrus, for having me.
Hey, look, the pleasure's definitely all mine. So, if you can believe it, Dr. Taz, by the time our audience is hearing this conversation, either for the radio side here in Mississippi or online through the podcast, we are literally over halfway through the first month of 2024. First of all, I want to talk to you about your 2024. What has it been like for you to kind of settle into this year and think about your goals for this year?
Cyrus, you know, I am so excited. And like you said, we're almost halfway through the month, and I'm realizing just how quickly things are moving. So I've got several projects, and I'm massaging them every day. And it's like, you know, it's like, which way did she go? Because so much happening, and it's happening quickly, but I'm very excited about everything.
Yeah, I want to talk about that because, what you just said can be exciting. It can also be nerve-wracking, Taz. And for our audience out there, and you're a perfect person for us to talk to about this for our audience perspective, because a lot of them may be feeling overwhelmed already in 2024 because things are moving so fast. How do you make the decision on how you prioritize? Because I think for a lot of people out there, they have a lot of irons in the fire. They have a lot of things they want to do. It may be hard for them to decide in what order to do it or how to get it done. How does Taz go about approaching that?
Well, you know, Cyrus, I am an organizer, so I organize everything. And I'll be honest, I was trying to do too many things normally. And so I scaled it down to what am I going to accomplish that week? What am I going to accomplish in that particular month? And I'm taking everything on a quarter basis now. And I'm doing what we used to say when I worked at our State Department of Education. I am building the plane while we are flying it, because there's so many balls in the air, and you have to continually massage this ball, that ball, in order to keep the plane moving.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning into this edition of Conversations Daily News. But to get on some more news, message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By, music from our artist of the week, Antoine Dunn, and of course, your entertainment spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Let us go make today amazing. Take care.